solution for this retreat. And already on earth, I cannot tell you the joy this will bring to yourselves, and as Christ tells us, more joy in heaven. Remember, for one sinner doing penance than over 100 who are just. And if you don't know whom to convert, please let me know. I'll give you at least a dozen names. We go on. What is the principal lesson of hell? Answer. The principal lesson of hell is to teach us to use our free will according to the will of God in order to reach our heavenly destiny. That's all life on earth is about. That's all. To bend our own self-will to the will of God. That's all. Whether it is bending our will because God has taken from our lives something that we deeply cherish, or the opposite, where God has put into our lives something which is the last thing we would choose. That's why we have a free will, to choose what God wants us to choose. We go on. Does God predestine anyone to hell? Does God predestine anyone to hell? Emphatically, no. Only a willful persistence in mortal sin can deserve eternal punishment. God wants everyone to be saved. He wants no one to perish in hell. But remember, there is one thing to will slide into heaven, say, by the back door. It is something else to reach heaven with security. We dare not take a chance. We want to make absolutely sure that we will reach heaven. Why? Because God knows that provided we choose His divine will, then we are secure. Next question, an unusual one. What are the new heaven and the new earth? New heaven and new earth. Found, by the way, both in the letters of St. Peter and also in St. John's book of the Apocalypse. Answer. The new heaven and the new earth are transformations of humanity and of the physical universe which God will produce after the general judgment. Let me repeat. Question again. What are the new heaven and the new earth? answer. They are the transformation of humanity and of the physical universe, which God will produce, future tense, after the general judgment. In other words, God intends to destroy nothing which He created. We therefore say, the human race will finally be united, and all those who are saved will form the holy city of God. Moreover, the visible universe will be transformed. How? Only the Creator knows what transformed it will be, sharing in the glorification of the just. In other words, the sun, moon, and stars will not disappear. The mountains and seas will not disappear. We don't know how, but our faith tells us they will be transformed. And there is cold logic behind those statements of our faith. Once we believe as we do, once we believe in the resurrection of the body, and it's the resurrection of the human body with eyes and ears and nostrils and a mouth and hands and feet, what good will the resurrection of the body be unless that body could have, well, some sensibly perceptible experience? What good are a pair of eyes if there's nothing to see? And so with hearing, and so with touching. And it's here. Oh, how many people I've told this to, especially those who find it hard to master the passions of their body. Look, it's just a short time. Control those strong desires you've got. Come a day in God's own time when you'll be enjoying all the sense pleasure you will want and more than you've ever dreamt of. In other words, the sacrifice of our bodily senses in order to do the will of God is due for its sensibly perceptible reward in the life to come, in that eternal life to which we are all looking forward. I thought I would quote from what Saint Thomas Aquinas says about the joys of heaven. He begins by defining eternal life. Eternal life is a perfect fulfillment of desire, because each of the blessed will have more than he desired or hoped for. In this life, no one can fulfill his desires. nor can any creature satisfy a man's craving. God alone satisfies and infinitely surpasses man's desires. We therefore can never rest except in God. And now, in more detail, our desire for pleasure will be perfectly fulfilled because we shall possess God, who is our sovereign good. Our desire for honor will be supremely achieved because all possible honor will be there. Our desire for knowledge will be complete because in heaven we shall know the natures of all things. We shall know all truth, and whatsoever we wish to know, we shall know. We shall possess whatever we wish to possess together with eternal life. Our desire for security will also be achieved. Unlike the situation in this world, here on earth, there is no assured security. The more one has, and the higher one's position, the more reason there is to fear, and the more a person wants. But in life eternal, there is neither sorrow, nor toil, nor fear. Finally, our desire for pleasant companionship will be experienced in the company of the blessed. Each person in heaven will share with others whatever he has, and all will love one another and rejoice in the happiness of everyone else. Thus the joy and gladness of each will be as great as the joy of all. Unquote, St. Thomas Aquinas. Lord Jesus, open our minds to see with the eyes of faith what you have in store for those who love you. Surpassing our wildest dreams. But, dear Jesus, we're not in heaven yet. We're still on earth. We must believe. Strengthen, we beg you, our unbelief. Amen. And now the Regina Chaley. Thank you.